Welcome back to this week's episode of Legislative Bulletin Live, where we cover updates on what's going on at the Virginia General Assembly. I'm your host, Heather Derflinger, and the theme of this week's episode is As Session Wraps Up, Elections Await. After a few final last-minute negotiations on the remaining pending bills, the Virginia General Assembly adjourned their regular session sine die this past Saturday, February 25th. While both chambers have completed their work on legislation, they were unable to agree on a finalized version of the biennial budget. The legislature will return for the annual reconvene session on April 12th to deal with amendments and vetoes from Governor Youngkin. Unable to reach accord on their competing budget plans, lawmakers passed what is being referred to as a skinny budget to take some larger issues with bipartisan support off of the negotiating table. Budget discussions will continue in the coming weeks as a small group of budget negotiators seek to reconcile the governor's proposed $1 billion tax cuts endorsed by the Republican-controlled House and additional spending to core services favored by the Senate Democratic majority. With the regular session adjourned, a special session will be necessary to vote on the budget when it is finalized, potentially concurrent with the reconvened session. With impending June nomination contests and November's general election for all 140 districts, several retirements were announced in the coming days leading up to and after adjournment. These farewells included both the majority and minority leaders of the Senate, the longest serving member of the House, and several other senior members. These departures, combined with some members seeking different offices and newly drawn district lines, foreshadow a significant high rate of turnover for the 2024 session. Released from the prohibition on fundraising during session, legislators now quickly turn their attention to the campaign trail. The legislation proposed by the Virginia Bankers Association during session advanced with strong bipartisan support. We have communicated with Governor Youngkin to inform him and seek his final approval of our policy priorities and the budgetary request for additional funding to the newly codified Virginia CDFI fund. The governor now has 30 days from adjournment to sign, amend, or veto legislation passed by the General Assembly. The Virginia Bankers Association is continuing to track a variety of issues for the 2023 session and post-session. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at the General Assembly throughout the remainder of the year. Thanks for listening.